You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Departure Lounge is a multimedia exhibition paying homage to the stories and history of the King's Arms, a music venue and bar which is set to close down at the end of this month. I talked to Rachel Burke, one of the artists involved in the exhibition, about the significance of the work. Can you tell me about this exhibition and the works that are showing?
Sure, okay. So the name of the exhibition is Departure Lounge, and was kind of conceived one night. My friend Jean Stewart, who's an oil painter who lives out here in Cornwallis, we went to a Peaches gig, and it was amazing. And she just kind of thought, you know, this beautiful granddame of a gully kind of demands acknowledgement, really, you know, for the years of artistic innovation and, I don't know, just unity and debauchery and fun. And so that was kind of how it was conceived. And there's four artists. Jamie Wardale is mixed media but mostly collage. And Jerry is a text-based artist who's kind of taken some of the words from the toilets.
And
myself, mixed media artist, also kind of deconstructing old album covers and things like that, kind of just trying to recreate the counterculture played in, really. That's the King's Arms.
And so what do you think the significance of this work and sort of the documentation and exhibition of music culture is?
What it is? I mean, I just think it's just such, you know, it's just been so imperative to our social fibre of the city and in Aotearoa, you know, sort of supporting newness and kind of unity in this crazy political time, you know, where it's a place to just kind of be. And so it's sort of really just sort of paying homage to what we have and just being able to sort of pop it in the archives, I guess, you know, and yeah.
So you mentioned this crazy political time. What do you think the impact that this political time does have? Like, what impact does our politics have on music culture at the moment?
Oh, gosh, yeah, it's quite a big question. I mean, I think one of the most important things in terms of music, again, is just the ability to provide unity and also to create kind of eruptions within. And, you know, I think it's another way of empowering the people. And I think sort of, you know, when we were under a national government, etc., we were quite repressed and, you know, things were moving in quite a difficult direction. And, you know, I think the power of music helps us to push through and find that chutzpah within. And so it's, you know, it's incredibly important. The King's Arms has been, you know, incredibly important, you know, throughout all those changes in New Zealand as well.
So you'd say the King's Arms is sort of one of the most important cultural places in Auckland?
Absolutely. It's a counterculture play den in Auckland, you know. It's the kind of, you know, the hallowed sort of form of otherness, you know, across the other sort of the divide, you know, when we went through with the big motorway extension, which severed kind of K Road from Newton Gully, and also, you know, the kind of slow gentrification of K Road. It was always this kind of place of otherness, just across the concrete ditch, so to speak.
And what sort of impact do you think its closure is going to have on the future of Auckland music and sort of counterculture?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just sort of, I think it'll probably have quite a deep effect, and I just sort of wonder where we're going to go. You know, where there's places in Auckland, but I don't know, just the old bones and the stories and just the whole kind of feeling of the King's Arms and what it's represents. I think it'll potentially sort of disperse more out. And I don't know where we're going to go.
Do you have a sort of favourite moment from the King's Arms?
I have many moments. I went to the Les Savvy Fay concert, and that was pretty amazing as well, when he kind of took someone into the toilet, and to the men's toilet, and kind of wrapped them up in toilet paper and then just kind of unraveled them on the dance floor. So that is a favourite moment. Also a favourite moment is just kind of hanging out in the garden bar on a Sunday afternoon. There's just been so many moments.
So you're sort of trying to give voice to these stories that are going to be lost when the walls are knocking down with the work, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, another one was Celia Mancini making cups of tea out of her van in the car park. Yeah, I mean, it is. It's just giving voice to it and thanking, you know, this amazing place for kind of harboring our secrets and allowing us to kind of be, I don't know, just be free.
And so the work showing at this exhibition, what's going to happen after them, after the exhibition? Where are they going to go?
Yeah, it's going to, so it'll be hung in the King's Arms for about 3 weeks. And on the 28th of February, I think there's the last day of the King's Arms. Mm. So they'll be selling vinyl and doing auctions and all that kind of stuff. So that'll be the last day for the exhibition, but the work will be hung for the next 3 weeks, just in conjunction with the opening hours.
Mm. So that's just in the sports bar?
Just in the sports bar, yeah.
Cool.
So, yep.
And when's the exhibition on, obviously? What are the details? How much is it? Is it free?
Yep. So it's on Wednesday night, it's the entire King's Arms, opening 5:30 until 8. So it's a cash bar. We've got Neville Lynch DJing and Roger Tito Tafa DJing as well. 5:30 until 8. And then, I mean, people are welcome to stay and have some drinky poos at the bar.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.